Hi, and welcome to the Fiercely Holistic Podcast with your hosts, functional nutritional therapy practitioners, Kristen Mahaley and Sierra Shea.
With this platform, we're going to be your bold advocates, making healthy living achievable by providing small, tangible changes that will encourage your body to regain balance.
I'm Kristen, board-certified holistic nutritionist and FNTP, owner of Nourish Holistic Health and Nutrition. I live on an ever-expanding farm in New Hampshire with my hunter husband Dean and baby boy Henry.
I'm Ciara, Juris Doctor and FNTP, owner of Aura Nutrition and Wellness. I live on Long Island, New York with my incredible husband Tim and beautiful daughter Libby. We're thrilled to be joining you on this journey towards living a fiercely holistic life. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of the Fiercely Holistic Podcast. Today we are talking about menstrual cups. And you already know we do not lack passion for living a fiercely holistic life. And this is another area in which we're really urging you to pay attention to the products you're using, not only to make your life better, but to keep your vagina happy and healthy. So in this episode, it's not going to be about period health. Like, we just want to get that right out the gate. So if you're wanting to learn more about a healthy cycle, including cycle length, color, flow, symptoms, please refer back to episode 45 titled What Your Period Says About Your Health with Caitlin Townsend. And we'll link that in the show notes. But let's get into this. This is like something that truly brought Sierra and I together, and it you'll really know more did. In a moment.
I can't wait to share that story. And like, also, you're so brave for sharing that story. but like, here's a fun fact. I am a menstrual cup renegade. I have been getting people to switch from pads and tampons to cups for probably 10 years now. No joke. I care about everyone's health, and like, it's such an easy swap, but people are so grossed out by it. And like, I don't...
So grossed out.
Yeah. And I mean, our culture, we just get icky about stuff that shouldn't be icky. Like, we just should be able to talk about this kind of stuff, especially with our girlfriends. Like, maybe it's not Thanksgiving dinner conversation, but like, maybe in some families it is. Who knows?
Maybe it is. Yeah.
I surely wouldn't want to talk about that at the table. But needless to say, tonight we are really going to be sharing with you like why you're going to want to switch to a menstrual cup, and we hope that we inspire you with our stories. But I just want to start by telling you a little bit about like my own experience with getting started with the menstrual cup. When I was standard American, Weight Watchers, when I was vegetarian, fat-free, low-fat, when I was just fanatic about counting calories, I had the worst periods. I would bleed so heavy, and it would literally be like I would be convulsing in pain. I was so close to going to the hospital every single time I had my period because it was just that painful. Turned out I had fibroids and all that kind of stuff. It took me changing my diet to really find a change in my body. My fibroids ended up going away. And all these changes happen. But in doing that and learning how to take care of my body, I found menstrual cups. And before that, I was using tampons, and I would still feel crampy even after I changed my diet. Once I switched to menstrual cups, my cramps completely went away. Part of me wonders now if there was anything in those tampon materials that my body was reacting to, which you're going to hear in a minute, some of the really horrific ingredients that can be found in tampons. And I was never a pad kind of girl that just like, it just didn't work for me. So
me too.
With all that being said, we're going to share with you so many benefits of changing to the cup. And it's life-changing. So
it is.
I want to start actually, Chris, by sharing with you some of the information and facts that I found about tampons and pads. So like big brand tampons and pad companies that are made from cotton are actually bathed in toxic and carcinogenic ingredients. Did you know this?
Yes, but not when I was using them.
Okay.
Like I knew.
Fair enough.
I learned about it when I started this whole journey. And then someone along the way but before that it was a no-brainer. And I'd almost pick the ones that had like the discreet packaging and the nice scent and the,
right?
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And then you think about where you're putting these products. Like, it's wild.
Right into tissue.
Right into yes. tissue. So I'd love, Chris, if you could just kind of take us away in a little bit of history with menstrual cups, because they're not as new as one might think.
Exactly. It's so true. So in the US, the first prototypes of menstrual cups were patented in the 1860s and 1870s. The first modern menstrual cups, similar to the ones we know and use today, were invented in 1937, and that company sent thousands of samples to nurses who recommended it. Even though women had progressed since the 30s, women still weren't open to the idea of using a menstrual cup. So the idea of reusable internal protection was pretty scandalous. And because of this, the cup totally disappeared in 1963. So it like was on the map. No one was really into it. They tried to really push it in the 30s. No one was taking a bite. And then in this 1963 goodbye cup. So then menstrual cups were reintroduced in the late 1980s with the creation of the Keeper. And this cup is made from latex rubber, and it's actually still sold today. In the beginning of the 21st century, a new material, which is medical grade silicone, was integrated into the design of many menstrual cup brands. And here we are. So that's personally, like, I use a silicone menstrual cup.
Same.
Myself, I think you do see
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. So awesome. That is so interesting to me. Like, I love learning about the history of that kind of stuff, because things just kind of, it feels like it comes out of thin air, but it's not. I mean, this was something that was patented and was around. So let's actually talk about what a menstrual cup is. So maybe many of you listening don't know what a cup is. So it's a small, flexible cup, most often made of silicone, like Kristen just mentioned. Sometimes it is still made of latex rubber. And instead of absorbing your flow like a tampon or pad would, it actually catches and collects it. So your cup will spring open when you insert it. You may need to rotate it first and follow the instructions very specifically on the actual package, because it's really important. And then the cup actually rests against the wall of your vagina. So it forms a seal to prevent leaks, and you feel that seal happening. Like, when you tug on it, it doesn't go anywhere. So then the blood simply just drips into the cup. And then to remove it, you pull the stem that sticks out from the bottom, pinch the base, and release the seal. You empty it, wash it, and replace it. And then at the end of your cycle, you sterilize it in boiling water. Most of the companies say that it could last a year to 2 years. It far surpasses a year to 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
Mine's lasted way long. I mean, I need to stop getting pregnant, but minus that. Yeah.
That's so
the
funny.
The last time yeah. I used it.
That is so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. But true, like, it will last a long time. And if you're pregnant and don't use it for a while, it's not like it goes bad.
So see, I feel like we need to share our story.
Oh, let's share our story. It's actually, okay. Is it our story or your story?
It's our story. Mine and your yes, it is. It's
I
a huge
am the lead.
Milestone.
No, I'm not the lead actor. You're the lead actor. I am the
supporting role.
All right, I can play
can
a supporting role.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll play
in many
role.
Senses of the word.
Okay, go ahead.
Word. So, okay. C and I group led for an NTA course after we had graduated in Hartford, Connecticut. At the time, y'all, I was having totally wonky, random periods. I had had surgery for endometriosis in 2013 or 14. I should really know that date. And then we were group leading, and I just had no clue, like, when my period was going to come. Was it going to last wicked long? Was it? Anyway, so we went down to Hartford. We went to Whole Foods, and this was one of, like, the best things about group leading. We'd all get to our Airbnb, and then we'd all go to Whole Foods and just, like, buy so much great food. And C was always big on the water, and she was a pioneer there as well. I'm like, really? Let's just use, like, the water there. Anyway, so we had this ritual of going. I get down to Hartford, and I got my period, and I was like, this is not okay. I wasn't prepared. At the time, I was using organic tampons, unscented organic cotton tampons. So I just said something to C or to the girls like, oh, I have to stop and get tampons. You would have thought I said I have to stop and get a machete and shove it up my hoo-ha. Like Sierra was like, what? You use tampons? I'm like, what are like, you?
Why do I care so much about what people do? Like, it's so funny.
She was like literally annoyed. I'm like, well, what do you, she goes, well, I use the menstrual cup, the Diva cup. I had a very odd belief in my brain, which we can change these, as we all know, because a girl that I went to college with, like very kind of hippy dippy, and I say that feeling like I'm hippy dippy, she would like, she'd tell me how she'd use the cup and then pour what was inside the cup, obviously being her blood, menstruation blood, like into the earth and give it back to Mother Earth. And I was like, I thought that was the only way you use the cup.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So I was like, see, I'm not pouring anything into Hartford, Connecticut. Like, no, what do you mean? I'm just getting my tampon.
And I think I was trying to be like, look, it's on sale for $26.
Yes. So then we get there, everyone, and she's really trying to sell it. It was like originally $40 on sale for like $26, $29. I'm like, Sierra, my tampons are like $8. But then, of course, she's like, but you're buying those every month. And then, you know, this is a one-time investment and da, 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 da. I felt like I was being sold a timeshare. So I was like,
okay. Of your life.
Yeah. Seriously. A vacation from tampons. So I buy the Diva cup. We get back to the house and Sierra, I'm in the bathroom. Like, how do you put this thing in my body? And she's on the other side of the door, truly talking me through it. Because at first I'm like, ow, something's not right. Something's not right. And she's like, no, back, not up, back. So we're going to explain. Basically, you have there's a learning curve here. And we will talk about that, I think, in a little bit. But, and like how, it if it is hard to insert. Once you get it down, you're going to be obsessed and you can do it literally in seconds. But anyway, I can say with complete certainty, Sierra, I have never gone back to using tampons.
I'm so proud.
Since that day.
And also, like, have I ever led you astray with any of these things that I'm like,
no!
I'm like, you love Mountain Valley water.
I do. Right? I do.
And
yes.
Diva cups are amazing. So we'll see the next thing. I don't know what the next thing is going to be.
I'm
so
waiting.
I'm just so proud of you. But I remember like sitting on the outside of that door being like, I was your coach, really, is what I was.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
It was amazing.
And you were pregnant with Livvy, right?
I was so that newly pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that was actually the trip I tried sourdough bread for the first time.
Oh my
that
God,
was a,
so many
that
firsts.
That was a trip of firsts. Yes, that was awesome.
It was. So some of the benefits of the menstrual cup, one is you get really long protection. So 12 hours of protection. It helps you identify the color and the amount you're bleeding. I really want to hone in on this point. We go to our OBGYN and they may ask us, how is your flow? Who the heck do you have it to compare it to besides yourself? Like, yes, we talk to our girlfriends, but personally, I never got into the nitty gritty of like color, texture, consistency, duration, amount. And quite frankly, I couldn't tell because at the time I was filling super tampons and then I'd put a liner or a pad and I was changing those on the hour. Like something wasn't right. I personally went with the Diva cup because my menstrual cup guru said that was the one to start with. There are two sizes. There was like, do they call them stages C? Like stage one and stage two?
Yeah, or size one, size two. They have
size one, size
two. They
have two.
Three sizes now for Diva cup.
Oh,
yeah. So
okay,
like
awesome.
They've greatly improved in the last 5 years or so. But anyway.
Okay. So I went with the larger size because I knew I had a heavier flow. I think they recommend that one postpartum, like after you've had kids as well. But I, for the first time, could take this data to my doctor and say, I had this many ounces of bleeding on day one, day two, day three, because inside the cup are little notches that show, you know, what you're filling up. So that was super helpful. I could also see clearly, I feel like I need to play the song. I could see the, if there was any clotting. It gave me some great data. So that's huge. It's also made with an ultra soft and flexible silicone. You truly, I promise you, everyone, you do not feel it once it's in. After a couple times, we all remember like the first time we used a tampon and you'd like waddle, like it was different.
Yeah.
The same little learning curve here. But then you get to this place where it's incredible. It's so flexible. You can do yoga, swimming, running, like anything with it. Much, much, much less waste. It's eco-friendly, which is huge. Totally cost-effective, like very, very cost-effective. It would be interesting to see. Do you mind while I explain the other benefits? Can you look up like what the average woman spends in her lifetime on tampons?
Definitely.
Or how many the average woman.
I feel like we've done this before. I'll go back and get the data. Yep.
Okay. And then it comes in a variety of sizes, like I mentioned. It can be reused for up to 10 years and varies based on brand. The other thing that's really beneficial is it provides a decreased risk to toxic shock, very chemical-free for a happy vagina, and it helps maintain a healthy vaginal microbiome. The microbiome in your gut and the microbiome in your vagina mimic one another. So we want to make sure that we're keeping that pH and flora and diversity very strong. And when you add or insert basically a fourth of the month, like 1 week a month, a chemical directly to that area in the form of a tampon, your microbiome diversity is going to shift. So I want to expand a little bit more on the chemicals and the vaginal microbiome. So see, let's get into that. And
I have your answer.
Share. Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
So the average woman spends about $20 per month on feminine hygiene products, right? Okay. That seems about right. So adding up to about $18,000 over her lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's wild. And figure, even if you paid full price on a Diva cup, you have to replace that every 5 years, and that's $40 every 5 years. That's a lot of money. So there's no question, like, you're saving a lot by doing that.
And listen to this wild stat, C. The average woman goes through about 20 tampons per menstrual cycle. Women have an average of 456, which sounds very specific to be an average, 456 periods in their life, which translates to 9,120 tampons over the course of her lifetime.
Okay. That's wild.
So think of like 9,000 times putting chemicals in your vagina. Granted, you could be using organic. You could be using unscented. Like, there are really great options now, and they're becoming, I think, much more readily available, even than like 5 years ago.
Right. But think about the women overall, that are our age listening, mid-30s, and we got a period.
For like 15 years.
We didn't have that option.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. This is actually a really good segue to talk about why switching to a menstrual cup or an organic option is going to be really important. So let's get into the chemicals found in tampons and also pads. We're not taking away pads. This is the same thing. Cotton is used for both. So over 90% of the cotton produced here in the United States has been genetically modified to be resistant to Roundup, i.e. glyphosate, which is a very powerful herbicide used to kill weeds that compete with cotton for growth. So cotton tampons, as well as pads, may contain that glyphosate, which is suspected to be a cancer-causing agent. We are not making that up. Look it up yourself. There have been lots of lawsuits about this. Additionally, a byproduct of the bleaching process, so you know how they clean and get the clean, beautiful, you know, perfect white colors, is the bleaching process incorporates low levels of dioxins. A dioxin is one of the most dangerous chemicals on the planet, and even just a small amount can cause damage. the FDA and tampon companies suggest that it's no big deal because such low levels show up in the product. So while, yeah, a single exposure or even a handful of exposures may not be harmful, 9,000 times a little bit is a hell of a lot. So that's crazy. Also, this particular chemical, these dioxins accumulate. So they could be in your body and they will accumulate. So those two reasons alone should be enough to be like, ugh, I actually don't want to use conventionally grown cotton, especially in tampons and pads. And in a later date, we're going to talk about organic cotton for clothing and why choosing natural materials is going to be really important, especially if we could find organic. Anyway, going back to the vagina, it is a highly permeable space. So anything that we put inside it can be easily absorbed through the mucous membrane and then right into our bloodstream, where it may present a toxic burden to our body. So chronic exposure to any of these chemicals increases our risk of cancer, causes oxidative stress, metabolic changes, and disrupts our endocrine system, which is responsible for your hormones. So this could cause conditions such as infertility, endometriosis, and thyroid disorders, which are all on the rise and are easily affected by exposures to chemicals and toxins in our environment. So what I am trying to say here, what we are trying to say to you is, these are cancer-causing agents. These chemicals are known endocrine disruptors. These agents are known to cause issues in our body. Period. Pun intended, kind of. And then you're putting it in this area that is highly, highly permeable. And these companies are like, no big deal, probably run by men who know nothing about what's actually going on, and saying like, don't worry about it. Like, you'll be fine. It's only a little bit. But a little bit added up is a lot of bit. And we do not want that.
A little bit nine, right. A little bit 9,000 times is, like you said, a lot of bit.
Yeah.
It really is. So thank you, C. I'm really glad you explained that, because I think it's easy for us to be like, oh, it's just a tampon. Like, I'll just put it in, you know, today, and I'll do the Diva Cup tomorrow or a different brand. But that's, like you said, it adds up, it adds up, it adds up. I also switched, not on purpose. I had gotten rid of my first Diva Cup, the one, the beloved one that brought you and I together. And moved to the Organi Cup, which is based out of the UK. And then I went back to the Diva Cup. So I have, like, I keep one upstairs when I'm not, like I said, pregnant or breastfeeding. I used to keep one upstairs, one downstairs, just so I had them. And a lot of these companies, too, also came out with basically, like, wipes. So normally when you're cleaning it, like, during the day, if you fill the cup up, I always would pour it down the toilet and then like rinse it in the sink. But if you are out in a public restroom and like you're in a stall, you probably don't want to like waddle out with your jeans around your ankles and rinse your Diva cup in the sink. So there are these like very natural, like clean organic wipes that you can use. There's a lot of little tricks and things that you can do, but I want to talk about the vaginal pH and the microbiome. I find this so fascinating. So vaginal pH is an important marker of gynecological health. When it is in balance, pH supports a healthy vaginal microbiome. When it's out of balance, and some of us have definitely been there before, you might notice annoying, pesky symptoms and issues arise. These can be things like itching, irritation, vaginal infections, change in discharge, and there are some different things that can really affect your pH balance. So soap, dietary changes, normal hormone fluctuations, change in sexual partners, and even tampons can disrupt your pH balance. There was a little story, see, I think I shared with you. I was house sitting for a family friend, and I didn't bring my own body wash. Like, I just totally forgot, like, my soap. I say body wash, it's Dr. Bronner's peppermint is like my go-to soap. And she had left out a box of soap, and it's, the place is like in the middle of nowhere in the woods of New Hampshire. So I used it, and it was Irish Spring, which I've never used before. First of all, you would have thought I took, like, you know, the vacuum sealer that sucks air out of the bag. That's what I felt like it did to my skin.
Crazy.
Like it sucked all the moisture out.
The smell.
So strong. Yeah. Also, like neon mint chocolate chip candy green.
Mm.
And or ice cream green, I should say. And anyway, so I used it like for 2 days and then I ventured out to the store. Just after using it for 2 days in the shower, I ended up with a UTI.
Oh my gosh.
It was horrible. I was like, really? And a dog's peeing on the house and I found out I'm allergic to cats. Like, this is a lot. So that was years and years ago. But it, like, little changes can affect your vaginal pH and microbiome in a big way. And while your period can naturally cause pH levels to fluctuate, partially because blood is naturally more alkaline, tampon use can make things worse because they absorb everything in your vagina, including the protective vaginal mucosis that helps maintain pH balance. And think about how long we leave a tampon in for. I mean, some people it's an hour, some people it's three, some people it's six, some people do use them overnight. So the other thing to keep in mind is that tampons keep alkaline blood in your body and in contact with your vaginal wall for longer than it would normally be there. So that, once again, can cause pH imbalances. Your body, very primally, it sheds that blood. Mm-hmm. Like, we want that blood to shed. And now we're basically putting, like, a plug in a hole and keeping that blood in an area where your body's like, no, that's not supposed to stay here. So menstrual cups, on the other hand, collect the blood away from your vaginal wall. So they're much less likely to disrupt pH levels. They're also made of medical grade silicone, which is a material that doesn't affect vaginal pH. Please note, be careful to always follow your instructions on washing and sanitizing and cleansing the menstrual cups, because many soaps tend to be alkaline. So, like, rinse your hands and your menstrual cup really well before you insert it. So that's my little spiel.
I love it. So let's close out with some FAQs, because I feel like people might have questions and we want to talk to both the ick factor and, like, the insertion part. Thank you, Chris, for bringing up the travel concerns, because I think that is one thing that people are like, well, what happens if you're out? Well, a couple of things. Number one, you're not going to be changing this as much. So the amount of times that I've had to change my Diva cup not at home, I could probably count on my hands. Because the first day of my cycle, I'm usually just wanting to be at home anyway and, like, you know, doing the relaxation thing if possible. And then you don't have to change it that often. So that was, but that's helpful to know that there are products to help you do that. So,
yeah. And you might find, see, like, knowing your cycle and using the cup to know your cycle even more. If you know, like, day two is your heavy day, I've had some clients in the transition be like, okay, I'm going to use the cup on day one. Day two, I'll use an organic tampon. Then day three, four, five,
totally,
I'm going to go back to the cup. Like, you can,
yeah,
you can
make
shift
this work for you, right? Like, it's not, I feel like there a couple of things happen when people make these changes. I've seen this personally with clients and friends and even in our community. People get too prescriptive and too radical. It's all or nothing. It's either you do all the things that are all super crunchy all the time or you're not. And right. It's just like that doesn't work for people. It's not realistic. And I think that's one of the reasons we created this podcast. It's like it's all about finding your balance. What Kristen and I do may even be different from one another, and we are professionals in this area, right? So yeah, make it work for you. Okay, I'm going to take the ick factor. Chris, you could take the insertion because it's your jam. Okay, so people could be totally grossed out by the fact that they have to grab a bloody cup from inside of their vagina. So while I'm not going to pretend that it's the best part of your day, we don't look forward to it, it's your body. It's your fluids. And honestly, it's really not as big of a deal as it sounds. You don't get blood everywhere. You get just the hang of, like, taking it out, tipping it over, letting the blood flush down the toilet, and washing your hands. It's really okay. And you'll just get a system or a rhythm, and there will be little to no mess. You are not going to have a bloody bathroom with, like, splatters all over the place. It's just not going to happen. there are the companies that we're going to recommend to you in a minute. I know we've spoken about DivaCup because that's the one that I use, and Kristen mentioned another one. They are all really great at helping you understand all of these pieces. Like, they're professionals at that, right? They are the ones marketing these products and want to get women to not be grossed out by it. So do some research and read into some of these companies and see, you know, which one resonates with you the most, but also like read through their FAQs and see what questions that you have that they may have already answered.
And like we were saying, there is going to be a learning curve. The first few times I did, and when I say times, I mean like the first few months, because, you know, you're doing this for a couple of days and then like you do get muscle memory with it. It sounds silly, but I would use a thin panty liner just for precaution, like just in case I'd have a leak, just in case like I didn't get that good seal. Sierra talked about that seal. I feel it like very much so. It's almost like a tightening. Some people, when you go to take the cup out, will almost like hear or feel a little pop or a release in the seal from that air. So just keep that in mind. The other thing that's super interesting is there's really no odor, because the odor from tampons comes from the blood oxidizing, hitting oxygen. So obviously, so being in a cup, you don't experience that. So that's really a good thing to keep in mind. So is it hard to insert? Like I said, there's a small learning curve, but once you get it though, you get it, it clicks, you're done, it's glorious. The magic is getting that seal down so that you don't leak, and each company has instructions to help you figure this out. Totally follow those, or think of Sierra, like back, not up. You're almost putting the cup, you're inserting it obviously, but then you're tilting it backwards a little bit, kind of towards your butt instead of like straight up like a tampon. So that's the shift. Sometimes you can give the cup a little bit of a twist or like a little pull down and you'll feel that seal. I always fold my cup in half before I insert it. So there's some different tricks you'll learn along the way. So let's talk about some brands, see?
If you're ready to take the leap, please check out the following brands. Also know there is a much longer list than what we're offering right now. We know these just because they're the most popular, but there are many, many more. So DivaCup, June Cup, Dot Cup, the Hello Cup. And if you're not ready for a cup, there are other great organic tampon and pad companies on the market, including subscription options. So like you could just have them automatically delivered every cycle. You could check out Lola, Cora Women, Seventh Generation, and Nature Care. Other options, if you're interested, is reusable pads, period underwear, discs, or even free bleeding if you're into it. Chris, did you see the woman? I think she was running the New York City Marathon a couple of years ago, and she was wearing white pants. And I'm like, good for you, girl. Like,
yeah.
Do you? The one thing I'll say with period underwear, there was like a thing about potentially toxic chemicals in the period underwear.
I've heard that.
So we're not saying that's true or not. I have not done research on it, but just if you're interested, do the research.
Yeah. I know some women use them postpartum as well. And I've heard mixed things. So, but I have, like, I think I know some family members of mine use them and like swear by them. So you have to find what's right for you.
Yeah.
Like with anything.
Perfect.
So thank you for listening. We hope this just inspires you to look at your normal everyday-to-day things that you do a little bit differently with that fiercely holistic mindset and lens. And if you have any questions, let us know. And if you make the plunge, let us know too.
Love it. Because
we just think it's awesome.
Tag us.
All right. See you soon, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fiercely Holistic podcast. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review to help us grow. You can find Kristen at nhhnutrition.com and Sierra at auranutrition.com. If you have any thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like us to cover, please email us at fiercelyholistic@gmail.com.
The information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for professional professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. The views and opinions expressed during this series are solely those of the individuals involved.